SBS Radio.
En in de studio de twee studiogasten, Anton Smit en Ben Ferris. Anton Smit, filmproducent, en Ben Ferris, filmmaker en tot voor kort directeur van de Sydney Film School. Ben, de tagline of the Sydney Film School: courage, curiosity, compassion. What is the meaning of the of that series of three words?
Yeah, well, I think these are values that the cooperative I was talking about before, the group of us who set up the school, all held dear to themselves. And when you start thinking about what you'd like to aspire to be as an educational institution, it forces you to focus on some clear goals and objectives, what you want for the students and so on. And these three values of courage, curiosity and compassion were things that kind of came out of discussion and floated to the surface about to reflect what we wanted to achieve. And what they meant, I think, and they've evolved a bit over the years, but is we felt that for anyone who's making a serious go of having a career in the film industry, you're going to need courage. It's a very competitive industry, and so we wanted to encourage our students to throw themselves out there and be courageous. And also in terms of the kind of storytelling that you're making, that you're courageous about putting yourself out there and telling stories that might be difficult for you to tell because of the personal nature. Curiosity is about finding new ways of expressing these ideas and sharing these ideas with audiences. That sort of speaks to what recently has very trendily become innovation, but it speaks to that a bit, that yes, you want to tell a story, but perhaps there can be an advantage in finding new ways of expressing that story, and a curious mind is one that's going to seek out those opportunities, and also to it's beneficial for research and discovering new stories because you're curious about life and human beings and what makes them tick. And compassion really speaks to the collaborative nature of filmmaking. We wanted something to underscore that. There can be a tendency at filmmaking institutions to encourage, you know, auteurs and superstars to the detriment of others, and we really wanted to work against that idea and fought very fiercely for a more egalitarian educational environment where every role was valued. It is such a collaborative medium at the end of the day.
It's a melting pot of lots of nationalities. You can hear whatever language that exists on planet Earth. Is there a relation with Holland?
You're right. I mean, we've sort of had students from 45 different countries over the 14 years, so my language skills have become increasingly better as a result, although just to a sort of tokenistic amount, probably fair to say. And we have had a few Dutch students as well over the years. Recently, Esme Honhoff graduated, she's... now seeking to, we have an exchange program into Paris at the ESSEC school there, the École Supérieure in Paris, and she's hoping to continue her studies there, so has relocated to Paris now. So we do have a fairly international orientation.
Yeah, and if I'm good informed, there are all kinds of collaborations with film institutes all over the world, and one of them is Leuven, that's very close to the Netherlands, but there is no connection directly to the Amsterdam Film Academy.
No, that's right. If there will be in the future, that's for my successor to pursue. There were...
Have they not been willing? Or
There have been conversations over the years. I think it's fair to say that with these sorts of collaborations, it does take you do have to travel and be constantly in front of someone. So that's often the challenge, is getting around everywhere to form these collaborations.
Yeah. I don't know if Anton is well in terms with the Dutch Film Academy, and so you might be a bridge.
Oh no! I as every producer will go to their final exam years, because the Dutch students make a short movie, usually between 20 and 30 minutes, as their last product, and there will be about 8 to 10 of those every year in the kind of festival, and all producers go there, and you pick up your talent. Last year I saw a very good short movie which was really well written, and I, you know, phoned up the girl and I talked to her, and now I got her involved in a series we're making where the director is also the writer, but she needed help. So it always works. It works that way. Mm. But the beginning is usually when they show what they have learned after 4 years. In Holland, it's 4 years, and then you get in touch with them when you think somebody has talent.
Yeah. Back to Indonesia Calling. What is the moment of process you're in right now?
Well, the way it looks now, we're starting to get the whole script together. The director, probably with the writer, will come to Sydney somewhere in March, April, to visit the locations. Thank you for that. You've produced, which really looked like the Sydney of the 46.
Try to be helped, so.
Yeah. And then we go back to, we have a broadcaster, which is important in Holland. You never make a film if you don't have a broadcaster. And to get the finances together, you in the end depend on the Dutch Film Fund. It's like Australia, the same here. Only in Australia, I know, you also can get money from the states. So apart from the national funding, there is also the state funding. In Holland, we only have the state funding, but we have broadcasters. You never know when you start a movie if you can really get it together. My most successful international movie was Twin Sisters, was the Oscar nomination, and we worked on that. We worked on the finances for 12 years.
Wow.
On the other hand, which works, is that when you lay it back for a year, and then you read it again, you see, oh, maybe you won't get it a bit better. So it's not that bad that you need so much time to make something.
Yeah. And then looking at the story and also the place of the story, Sydney, as we speak, live broadcast from Sydney, would this be something to co-produce with Australia, and maybe even is Indonesia interested? Because after all, it's their independence struggle.
Indonesia has got very little money to put into films, and the only way you get some money out of Australia, out of Indonesia, is when you film there and you spend money. But we will spend our money mainly in Australia, so we are looking for a film producer to work with. It might be my old partner, Mark Overett in Brisbane, but it also might be somebody else. And we will try to get some probably state funding to because we will spending money here, and that's the way it the way it works. So we will hope, we're hopefully getting, and we might be getting interest from a broadcaster. This is especially a project for your broadcaster, SBS, because it's Dutch, but it's also very Australian, and it might be interested for a broadcaster to get involved and get some rights to broadcast it later on.
And you do have time to get those wheels going.
Oh yeah, making a film always takes at least 1.5 years, usually more. And in those days, you are working to get all that kind of wheels rolling, and then you hope in the end to get the finances together. That's the good thing about making a television series. I'm working now on the second series of Hendrik Groen, and the broadcaster decides he wants it because it was successful. That's it. And you start working with film. There are always 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 organizations involved who have to put up some money, and you have to get them in line, and they have to keep being interested. And so it's more difficult to do it for film.
And on the contrary, when it is not successful, forget it. You don't get a second chance.
You mean when you don't get the money to...
Was this television series you were talking about?
Oh, yeah, no.
When it is not successful...
It's over.
It's over and done with.
It is over. And even then, it's very often so that if you have a team working on a series like that, and it's a flop, it's difficult for them as well. As a producer, you usually have I now work on 4 series for television apart from film, and so you always have another chance. But with a director or a writer, it's much more difficult once they are in a flop.
Yeah.
Broadcasters will.
Yeah.
Hold
yeah,
back.
Yeah. Yeah. After the break, we talk about all the other projects that Ben has on his sleeve, and also you after this week going to New Zealand.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.